This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. And I gotta say, I haven't been following the Trump drama particularly closely. I mean, there's always some sort of buzz about Donald Trump out there in the news. And when he was elected, and certainly during the election season, we paid closer attention. After the election, he remained interesting to me for a little bit, like for a few weeks after the election, maybe even several weeks. I guess all the way through the inauguration, there was all kind of hubbub around, you know, Trump's going to come in there, he's going to clean house, he's going to, you know,
drain the swamp,
all that stuff. And he seemed to kind of be on a different, slightly different trajectory than, you know, than some of the of his predecessors.
Yeah, there were things to be sort of, you know, heartening. There were things that were heartening.
Yep, and there were things that were scary, like the fact that he pretty much immediately started doing even more bombings than even Barack Obama, who of course had increased the bombings,
the bomber in chief,
over George W. Bush. So, you know, it's been a kind of a wild ride so far. We talked the other night about how talk radio has benefited from this, that the Trump bump, as it's been called, has has continued through, you know, because normally in talk radio,
let's hope it doesn't go south and create a Trump slump.
So normally in talk radio, after the election's done, the things kind of peter out as far as the ratings are concerned. But that apparently hasn't been the case for just, you know, across the industry. And the headlines today they seem pretty big. This FBI director, you probably heard the news that Trump had fired his FBI director, James Comey. And that, you know, hit big last week when that happened.
Yeah.
I guess pretty unprecedented that happens when the president takes over.
I don't think so.
No?
Didn't Clinton fire his?
So wasn't this his guy? Was Comey his guy, or was he
Comey was in
from
ahead
Obama?
Of time. I mean, Trump probably owes his election to Comey.
Is that right?
Because of the memo that was released regarding the Clinton emails.
By the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Johnson.
And Mark.
Okay, so what now? How was Comey involved with the emails?
Basically, Comey was investigating the Hillary Clinton email leak.
Well, the FBI was, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Comey's the head of the FBI,
uh-huh.
And he, you know, chose to just sort of reopen it just days before the election, which probably shook a few people loose, and the election was decided by very few people.
Well, and then he fired him, and apparently, you know, don't scorn a bureaucrat, because Comey's apparently turning around with some allegations of his own about Donald Trump. And according to the story at the New York Times, the president, Trump, asked the FBI director, James B. Comey, to shut down the federal investigation into Trump's former national security advisor, Michael T. Flynn, in an Oval Office meeting in February, according to a memo that Comey wrote shortly after the meeting. The president told Mr. Comey, quote, "I hope you can let this go," unquote. The existence of Trump's request is the clearest evidence that the president has tried directly to influence the Justice Department and FBI investigation into links between Mr. Trump's associates and Russia. I remember hearing about this Flynn character getting the can as well, and it having something to do with those allegations. But, I mean, should anybody be surprised that the president has talked to one of his agents? I mean, he is the head of the executive branch.
Well, it's not that he talked to him. It's what he talked to him about.
Yeah, he said, "I hope you can let this go."
He is the top law enforcement official, I guess the attorney general. Well, anyway, he's one of the top law enforcement officials
sure.
in America, and you're asking him to ignore the law on a case that you shouldn't be involved in.
I would say that's probably pretty common with presidents and their FBI directors to get them to look the other way on
certain
things.
It could be, but
the only difference is that this one got caught.
Allegations generally aren't made.
Correct, because they don't generally get fired like the circumstances.
You know, maybe it was a bad idea to fire him then.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's kind of like one of these things where it's just the timing of firing him. It's just weird because it's like before, before he was fired, everyone on the left was sort of like, he's horrible.
Because he investigated Hillary.
He investigated Hillary and he re-released the email, re-brought that up and, he's responsible for Trump. He'd kill him. He should be dead. And then, Trump fires him. He's the greatest hero ever in the planet and universe. He should be in charge of everything because he's the greatest man alive.
Right. I will concur with you that there is some duplicity going on.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Comey wrote the memo detailing his conversation with the president immediately after the meeting, which took place the day after Flynn resigned, according to two people who read the memo. The memo was part of a paper trail that Comey created documenting what he perceived as the president's improper efforts to influence a continuing investigation. An FBI agent's contemporaneous notes are widely held up in court as credible evidence of conversation. By the way, the reason for that is because the FBI, as policy, doesn't record their interviews.
Yeah.
So that's why the FBI agents' notes are held up as credible evidence of conversations, because the FBI doesn't produce any other kind of evidence of a conversation. They do not record interviews with suspects. Just thought people should know that.
Right.
Here we are in 2017, where recording technology is ubiquitous.
Right.
Everyone has a recording device on their phone.
These people turn their smartphones off and then ask questions and write down notes with pens.
Right. So if they get it wrong, then you can't challenge that, because unless you made your own record, there is none.
And I suppose you could believe that all FBI agents everywhere are good, upstanding, honest people that would never tell a lie.
Well, you have only watched television.
You're a fool.
Yeah.
No, my God. FBI agents are corrupt on TV, too. Like, what kind of fool? Like, what level of fool? I think that's what is this a top-tier fool that would believe this? Or is this, is it a couple of levels down? I don't know.
Comey then shared the existence of the memo with senior FBI officials and close associates. New York Times has not viewed a copy of the memo, which is unclassified, but one of Comey's associates read parts of it. To a reporter, Trump told Mr. Comey, according to the memo, quote, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy. I hope you can let this go." Mr. Trump told...
Very good guy, the best kind of guy. It's just like...
Now, couldn't he have ordered him to let it go? As the head of the executive branch, couldn't he have just simply told him, end this investigation right now?
I don't think so, because the FBI is not a military agency.
No, they're executive.
No, yeah, it's executive branch.
That's his branch.
I think he could. It would just be ill-advised.
Comey didn't say anything to Trump about curtailing the investigation, only replying, quote, "I agree, he is a good guy." In a statement, the White House denied the version of the events in the memo. Quote,
"That's a good idea.
While the president has repeatedly expressed his view that Flynn..."
The point that you make up is kind of interesting, because the whole, with the whole left going crazy about the, Comey's the best because Trump fired him. Well, when you think about it, it's actually kind of interesting, because whoever replaces Comey is going to still have the duty and authority to pursue the investigation, right? It's not Comey that does the investigating. It's the people beneath Comey. It's the rest of the FBI.
Yeah, but he can put a stop to it.
Yeah, he could have put a stop to it. Trump could have ordered him to do it, but didn't.
Well, the next, whoever it is that's next in line, presumably will be, falling in line, so to speak, and doing as ordered.
That's a very big presumption. It's not, again, it's not the head of the FBI that does the investigations.
That's right.
It's the rest of the FBI. The investigation is not stopped. It's continuing. Mm-hmm. And it's a big presumption to just assume that whoever is going to be the next head of the FBI is just going to fall into line and, make that happen.
Well, I think it's a safe presumption.
I don't think it's that safe
because
at all.
Trump's the one who gets to decide who the next guy is, right? Like, he decides that. Why would he decide to hire someone who's not going to be in his camp? Why would he want to hire somebody who's not going to be loyal to Trump?
Him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just I don't necessarily think that 100% follows.
Well, they're saying the deep state is after Trump.
Right.
Now, I'm not entirely clear on what the deep state is, but to me what that means is sort of entrenched government bureaucrats.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the FBI would fall into that category of entrenched government bureaucrats, right? Like they're there, they're paid,
sure.
They've got tenure, you know, whatever it is, they're sticking around.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, Mark, you're going to tell us about marrying yourself? Coming up here in moments, this is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD. Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Would Trump marry himself? We'll get into the self-marriage concept here. Mark, you've got a story about that coming up. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio, and we invite you to join us here. And you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. And whether you have Bitcoin or Ether or Dash or a few other of the different, there's actually several cryptos now. I was looking at the Jax lineup, and there was some in there that I didn't even recognize.
I don't even know.
So you go to Jax.io. You can get the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. It's got Shapeshift integration in there. So if you're like a lot of people right now are kind of a little concerned about the future of Bitcoin, you maybe want to shift some of that Bitcoin into something else, like Ether or Dash. You can easily do that because it's got Shapeshift integration built right into the wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who's a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. And he made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. I know that that's true because I just recovered my funds to a brand new phone. Well, new to me at least. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Go get yours at the Google or Apple App Store, or just go to JAXX.io because it is available for Windows as well as Linux and Mac, plus browser plugins, plus Android and iOS devices. So plenty of different ways to get access to your cryptocurrency with Jax, JAXX.io. A little bit more coming up here about Trump, then we'll get into marrying yourself and whatever is on your mind goes. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Stefan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is earlier I was discussing race with somebody, and I wanted to know your thoughts on this. They said that all white people, by definition, are racists because we live within a system that apparently oppresses blacks, and since we are raised to believe that blacks are inferior from a young age, all white people are racist. I want to know what you
think. Well, I don't know how they were raised, but that wasn't how I was raised.
Wasn't how I was raised either.
Well, their argument was, since the system is so against blacks, you know, we're all accustomed to seeing them treated worse, so therefore we treat them worse without even realizing it.
Okay, well, that first of all, what he's describing doesn't have anything to do with racism. Racism is the belief that one race is somehow inferior to another race.
Well, clearly the blacks are superior because they're not racist.
Well, obviously there are black racists.
Well, that's what the guy is saying, right? I mean, he's
is he saying?
But he can't be a racist because he's black. So,
well, wait, is this person
that's the
black?
Way modern society. That's the way modern society works
Now.
It's black and people can't be racist, but all people are all whites are racist. That's how it works now.
Well, what he said is black people can't be racist because they're not in enough of a majority.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
Yeah, because they're not part of the institution, so therefore. You just need to watch the movie Dear White People. It'll explain everything to you. You just need to watch Dear White People, and then you'll understand how racist you are if you're white. Yeah. And you should just kill yourself, basically. That's the only solution. That's the solution. Yeah, just kill yourself, and then you'll be, repairing for all the damage that you've done by being born. Because you're a horrible person because you were actually born white, and therefore you're inferior because you're racist because you were born that way.
I suppose it comes back to the question, do you believe that there is systemic racism in this country?
Define systemic.
Like, do you believe that blacks are indeed treated worse in the justice system?
I'm racist because I don't feel like I'm a part of it. So I'm clearly not the right person to ask because I'm very much racist because when you ask me that question, I go, I don't care because I can't really do anything about it other than their stupid solution of like, you know, I should just kill myself. You know, well, I don't believe that I partake in it. I mean, I know that there are a lot of people that would want me to, do everything in my power to try and change it. But yet I am. I want to get rid of the federal government. So I'm doing what I can to change that by getting rid of the system most responsible for the racism, which is the United States federal government, which unfortunately a lot of people of color think is going to help them when in fact it's the system that is most responsible for the institutionalized racism. It's a lot of African American and people of other minority cultures that are responsible for a lot of the policies that are the most racist and damaging to their people.
Well, yeah, so, they're willing to sell their people down the river for their own benefit.
Well, yeah, and they also, I mean, a lot of times, and this is true of liberal ideologies as well, is that they want to institute policies which are harmful to them. Like, I don't know, maybe the minimum wage, for example.
Yeah, yep. This much is true. So, I'm reminded of the story of the black judge with the black bailiff and the black officer and the black defendant. I mean, this has certainly happened in the United States.
Isn't there
right?
a meme about that?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's a story and probably apocryphal, but essentially, you know, it's a picture, right? It's a picture of a black judge, black bailiff officer type guy, and a black defendant. They're in a courtroom and basically saying, you know, decisions matter. Right, like it's about decisions. I would say that yes, it is better to be white in America than to be black. Right, like if you got to pick one of those things, that it is probably true that there is something called white privilege. But I also think there's something called like sort of gender privilege, garment privilege. You know, there's class privilege. There's all kinds of privileges that sort of get wrapped in, and people don't talk about when they talk about other privileges. So. The way you choose to dress, the way you choose to talk to people, the way you look them in the eye or choose not to, you know, whatever, all those things go into how you're going to be treated. I was in prison with a vastly outnumbered black to white, but one of the highest positions in the prison was held by a black man. You know, I mean, I don't know that race really came into it. There were certainly some racist guards, that's for sure, and it must have really rankled them to have to work for a black captain.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. And I would suspect, and I've heard this many times, you know, that, well, you know, the terminology they would use, he's not an N-word, he's a black man, right? Like, they make a distinction between these two things. Now, that's not a term that I would use in mixed company any longer, but it was certainly used there at that time.
Yeah.
And I see both sides of this. I think that there's a great deal of hyperbole going on in the statements that were made by the gentleman with whom you spoke today. But, you know, one thing's for certain, you can't walk a mile in his shoes. However, how far is he going to get calling everybody a bigot? I got a quote here from W.E.B. Du Bois, who was a very important black man in the early 20th century. Poets were much more important back in the day, but he writes, there's another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public, having learned that they are able to make a living out of their trouble.
People like Jesse Jackson.
Well, you can assign it to whomever you wish. They have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want the sympathy and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs.
My thought is that the word privilege is used by entitled people who are entitled to make excuses for the fact that different levels of opportunity doesn't matter. You can still...
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free to take control of these airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do that through bitcoin.com. Maybe you're brand new and you want to learn about Bitcoin. This is a great place to go for the newbies. And whether you're, you know, experienced, you're going to find useful information, including the news section over at bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to keep up to date with what the latest situation is with the geek war behind the scenes in Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com's been reporting on that. And it's an ugly, ugly circumstance. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't learn about Bitcoin and possibly still get involved in it. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn a lot more about Bitcoin. It's a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. And there are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. You can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. And you can even play games with your Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. All right, so back to your calls and thoughts. Johnson, you were driving at a point about getting somewhere in life. I wanted to bring Stefan back on with us because he kind of called in to ask a question, but we haven't really gotten his opinion on this. So go ahead, Johnson.
Sure. Yeah, I was just saying that I think that people who use that term privileged are just They're entitled, and they're using that term privilege to make an excuse for themselves to sort of basically make excuses for their inability to
compete.
To compete and to get somewhere, you know, in life based on the fact that, yeah, so people have different levels of opportunity, but everyone of every race and every, you know, at least in the United States, you know, has an opportunity to make changes and make, you know, get somewhere in life. And, you know,
as long as the government isn't standing in their way, which is, of course, a lot of the time what prevents people from getting somewhere.
A lot of times, I mean, people of any race, you know, like they, people of any race, any, you know, level of physical ability, level have made it, you know, regardless of coming from poor circumstances. I mean, there are people that have made it. If they have enough drive, they do it. And yes, people do start from different rungs of the ladder, so to speak.
Sure, and it's going to be hard whether you are poor and black or poor and white.
Right.
Now, you would agree that the color's a factor, right? Like the race is a factor?
It can be a factor.
I would
sure.
say I'd say it's a factor too.
Yep.
I just don't
but
think
it's not an excuse.
It's not the deal killing factor. So I'm a convicted felon.
That's
right?
A pretty big factor.
That's something that somebody could just go ahead and say, you know what? I'm not going to be able to succeed. I might as well go get a job, doing construction work or
and give up. Just give
or
up.
Or go get on welfare, yep, or commit more crimes and go back to jail. When you talk about adult criminals, more than 75% of people who have A letters, what we call A letters in Florida prison. But you know, people that are going to go back, they do. They just give up and they go
sure.
back, and that's
life
what they
on the installment plan
and that
right?
sort of thing. However, or you can make a decision and say, I'm going to make this.
Yeah.
It's going to happen for me.
People who whine about other people's privilege have too much free time on their hands.
Mm.
You know, like worry about your own, how you're going to get past, you know, whatever your supposed disadvantages are. You know?
I'm reminded of a friend who's an immigrant, showed up in the United States with $100 in their pocket. Now, this story is not unusual, right? There's plenty of people who have shown up in this country with some meager amount of money, and they made something wonderful for themselves. Because an immigrant, in many cases, wants to come here and work their butt off for the American dream. They've been told about the American dream their whole lives. There's no opportunity for it in their home country. Here they come. They make something incredible happen. And this immigrant with whom I spoke, this is not me saying anything. This is what he... You know, in speaking to him about the notion
You're
of
about the founder of Cell 411,
black privilege,
right?
He said, you know, BS.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up in this country with $100 in my pocket and I made things happen. Now, he would be widely considered white, but he has a strong accent. So people know immediately he's not American. He's made a really pretty comfortable life for himself. I tend to think that immigrant, the lack of privilege that an immigrant has is probably pretty similar to the lack of privilege that, somebody of an ethnic minority has or whatever. And maybe it's worse. So, and we can certainly see people like Oprah, people can do it.
I mean, we've seen people who are, let's look at Hispanic immigrants. We've seen examples where the people who've come here legally and have jumped through all the hoops have discriminated against those who are also Hispanic, but did not come here legally. And so, you know, they even get people looking down their nose at them from within their race as well. So you talk about how hard it is as an immigrant. That's another example.
So, many people who want to have, want to talk about race, would agree that they would like to reach a future where we don't have to talk about race.
I agree. I wish
I
could be there tomorrow.
Of that. But the question is that, you know, yeah, I'm willing to acknowledge privilege, but we need to quantify privilege in order to acknowledge it. You can't just say, yeah, there's privilege, and then, you know, every excuse in the book. No, that's not going
to
do it.
I know, Stefan, you'd called in to ask us about this because someone had a conversation with you today, but I just wanted to see if you wanted to weigh in with an opinion here because we've been yammering on.
Well, it's completely fine to yammer on, but when he had spoken to me, whenever somebody uses the term white privilege, I think they are misinterpreting white privilege as, you know, like class privilege. I see it more as that, because it is a known fact in the United States, you know, people of ethnic minorities make less money. And that's not true across the board. Of course, there are plenty of black people that make a ton more money than my family ever could. But the fact of the matter is, on average, they make less money. They are in the lower class. Therefore, I feel like that is why they think that we have a higher privilege, because typically white people do make it out a little bit better.
I don't disagree. Yeah.
And the thing is, if there was one type of privilege, you had spoken about gender privilege. I do think that exists when you look at the punishments females get, for example, as compared to males.
The punishments?
Yes.
In criminal punishment.
Yes.
Yeah, but you got the peeing upgrade, so there you go. You have to deal with it.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Stefan. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Before we go on with more of your calls, I did want to point out or ask this question about privilege. Okay, so let's accept that there is such a thing, right? Let's accept that you as a white male have privilege. Well, what do you propose to do about it exactly? What, are you just going to whine about it? Or do you want the government to come in and somehow, you know, deprivilegize the people who supposedly have this privilege? Is that going to somehow, is breaking people down or bringing them down somehow going to lift the others up? Because I don't think that it would.
I'm going to go back to just calling it an advantage. I'm kind of going to refuse to use that term, privilege.
Okay, whatever you want
it's
to call
advantage.
It. Did would they? Would, is what
people
are they proposing?
Advantages and disadvantages.
You know? I hear people complaining about it all the time. Whether it's somebody complaining about white man's privilege or white people's privilege or whatever, you fill in the blank. What is it that they want to see happen? Reparations? I mean, what? How do you?
Dave Chappelle did an excellent piece on reparations. Do you remember that piece where the gentleman that the vast majority of the reparations in a particular neighborhood went to a man known only as Tron? What he suggested was that reparations would probably not do anything in the long term.
Of course not.
But I can tell you right now, Jamaica is asking for reparations from England.
Like any subsidy, it would just be, pissed away by those who received it,
and,
for the most part.
So if we want to talk about things that are historical, well, I'm reasonably certain that the vast majority of people who would self-identify as white probably came from the lower classes, the serfs. Remember, in the 1820s, 85% of Americans lived below the poverty level.
Hmm.
I can only presume that is up from, the 16th century or the 15th century when we have vassal lords and that sort of thing. Should these, these families of these lords and dukes and barons, should all those people give all their money to the families of the serfs? And what about if they've mixed? Do you give money to yourself? How does that go? My wife is partially black. I'm partially black. Do I get anything? Because that's ridiculous.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment on whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $2,231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We have Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. So feel free to do that and take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Still to come, the marrying yourself story that Mark wanted to share. We'll get into that. But first, to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Spence in California, listening online. Hello, Spence.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to add that the privilege thing is a little tricky because we're kind of judged on the borders we're born in, and it doesn't seem to be fair. Would you agree with that?
When you say borders, do you mean like geopolitical borders?
Well, yes. Yeah, so these Jamaicans were born in a border. And, you know, you're not chosen, or maybe we do choose where we're born, but it doesn't seem that it's fair that the system is designed to specific geographic locations.
Right.
Does that
so
make
one
sense?
One would say that people that are born in the United States are luckier than people who are born in, say, Papua New Guinea.
That is exactly correct.
Yeah.
Right.
North Korea.
Right. And
but,
if we're choosing that in a realm before this, then I understand. That's what you chose to live, but we don't know that.
Right. I would say we'd have to operate as though we didn't make that decision. We'd mm-hmm. we'd have to live in this world as though no one made the decision as to where they were born. Whether, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, you may choose to believe it, but you know, from a sort of a reality that we're dealing with right now, I would say we'd have to presume that that wasn't the case. And
yeah.
But one thing that I would say is that. You know, being born in the United States, I think, gives somebody a sense of entitlement. Like, there's jobs that I probably would have refused to do at any point in my life. There's certainly jobs I would refuse to do now for the pay that I would refuse to do them. Like, I'll go out and I'll pick oranges with the migrant workers if you pay me $300,000 a year to do it. But they're not going to. So there are...
Well, maybe you pay off the orange that you pick. However many oranges you pick, you will get paid off.
That's how it works, yeah. I would have to be a pickin' mamma jamma in order to get $300,000 a year down there, and that's just probably not going to happen. So,
what were you driving at?
What I'm trying to say is that Americans are born with a sense of entitlement, and that in and of itself is a like a sort of a detriment to doing well. If you're born with a sense of entitlement in a lower class, and we're all born naked with nothing, you know, then. You know, if you get that sense of entitlement, then you're not going to work as hard as I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm reminded of my friends that are immigrants and ones that I've read stories about. And these guys and women tend to work very, very hard.
Oh, I would agree. But I do believe there could be a system to where everyone's given a certain amount of monetary value in their life. And if you spend it, then you don't get any more. But what you choose to do with it, then that's up to you. But it should be that everyone gets a fair chance.
Are you saying there should be some sort of one-time welfare check to everyone?
Oh, yes. You're born on this earth, and if we chose to be here, then great. But if we didn't, and we're aware of this monetary system, and we are aware that it is rigged, then we should be able to each contribute to the earth, because we all have a contribution. You know, we all do something. Everyone could do something.
What does that have to do with getting everyone a welfare check?
Well, why shouldn't you be able to? Why does it? Why? Because your parents decided to make you that you are denied certain funds because of where you live and who your parents are.
So what do you think? You think it should be like a universal, the same amount for everyone everywhere in the world,
sure.
Or should it break down by country or what?
No. Everyone should say $50,000 that you get when you turn a certain age, when you're cognitive enough to
everyone everywhere in the world should receive $50,000.
Well, why not? We just make the money. It's not about
that much
money.
Is true.
Yes, we can just make it, and it's a system. It would work. But right now,
so do you think if we made that money, that $50,000 would still be worth $50,000 that it is now?
If you stop spending it on, I bet you could do just what he suggests by cutting the military budget for 1 year.
Oh, of course.
Just a guess.
The military budget is very devious.
Just a guess. I mean,
so you could,
it might be two.
50,000 times like 6 billion. Okay.
Well, and it kind of connects to my question.
I don't know. I'd have to do the math. And the fact is that the government's $20 trillion in debt right now. What do you got for it?
That is all a facade. That is not true. They could fix that easily.
They could fix it.
The Federal Reserve and the Treasury are in control of this.
You mean they could fix it by printing the money to pay the debt?
You can't. The Federal Reserve can't print money to pay itself.
Because then it increases the debt whenever
right.
they
However,
print
the U.S.
money.
Mint is controlled by the Treasury, so the Mint could mint coins.
They could mint a $1 trillion coin or something
right.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they could make $20 trillion coins. Make them out of platinum, to be fair, right? And then you throw those at the Federal Reserve. And then,
here you go!
And then
well, you just have to put your value on which resource you'd like. You're still putting value on gold. And what is gold doing to keep you alive?
Not much. But it does. It is good for some medical devices and some electronics.
Yes,
it's quite good for that.
Yes, of course. But you still.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear on the proposal here. Your proposal is everyone everywhere in the world should receive $50,000 on a one-time basis. Once they reach a certain age, they would then be able to do whatever it is they want with that. And if they squander it, then they don't get any more. And if they spend it or invest it wisely, they don't get any more. That's the end of the handouts, is what you're saying?
Exactly right. There's no harm.
Well, I would say that the sense of charity, and I'm using air quotes on this, the sense of charity that would have us give that $50,000 to every individual would probably also preclude us from never giving the ones that, the spendthrifts, the gamblers, the drinkers, and all the rest of them that blow through their money. I mean, you're gonna give everybody $50,000 and then let them starve on the street if they blow the money?
By the way, I don't think that the United States military has the budget of $300 quadrillion.
There you go. You're right. They don't. Thanks for the
it's infinite, gentlemen. They're just making the money.
That's true. All you're going to do if you print a whole bunch of it is devalue the current.
You don't need 400 quadrillion dollars, or you digitally create 400 quadrillion dollars and give everyone $50,000. Guess what? Money becomes worth nothing.
So that's what they do. That's why they don't audit the Fed. You see, they're missing $16 trillion, and it's all digital. It's all imaginary numbers.
I'm sorry,
they don't have anything in the vault.
And it's been made clear to me now.
Spence, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion.
I'm so sorry for my ignorance on this topic.
Let's explain here, Johnson, what you did there. You took 50,000, you multiplied it times the world's population.
Well, almost. The world's population is actually about 7 billion.
Some of them aren't going to get it, right?
I took out a billion and said, maybe not people from the United States.
So you did 6 billion?
Yeah,
times 50,000?
Yeah, in Western Europe or something like that. Yeah. There's something called Georgianism, geoism. The idea is that it's an economic philosophy holding that while people should own the value they produce themselves, so it's libertarian in that aspect, economic value derived from the land, including natural resources and natural opportunity, should belong equally to all members of society. So the idea is you're born on the planet, no one can actually own the planet itself, and that we all sort of own the planet. Equally, so I think this is interesting. Libertarians hold that there are essentially two creators of value: land and people. Geoism holds that the creator of value in people, you own your own value that you create, but the land itself is collectively owned by all humans. Now, I'm not exactly sure where bears and birds and beavers fit into all this. It seems like if you're going to say people, everything owns everything, then fine. What about the beavers?
So even if you were to stick to our caller's program just in the United States at $300 million, you're looking at $15 trillion.
For giving everybody $50,000?
Giving everybody $50,000.
In where? What?
In the United States.
Just in the United States.
That'd be $300 million payouts.
So essentially,
have $50,000 already.
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially what you just did also, by the way, is kind of like the equation for what the national debt currently is.
Right.
Everyone's share is negative $50,000. So essentially the government took $50,000 rather than giving it.
Right. And well, if you think about the bank bailout, wouldn't America have been far better off if, rather than dumping all the money that they dumped into what, well, basically it went, it was, call it $10 trillion. If they would have taken this, call it $5 trillion instead of the bank bailout, they would have just gone ahead and given that money to Americans. I mean, you would have seen a great deal of mobility, velocity in the currency at that moment, right? Everybody's going to go out and buy stuff. Some people are going to buy scratcher tickets. Mm-hmm. Other people are going to go out and buy cigarettes. And
cocaine.
Other people are going to buy a car. Some people are going to invest
buy
in a house.
Yeah.
Some people are going to start a business. Some people are going to get a big screen TV, but you'd see a lot of velocity and money.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got hour number two coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.